We ready to go? Okay.
All right. How's the volume in the back? Is that good?
So those people who were here last year, we're still good on volume in the back, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And anybody can answer. I want you to tell me a verse in John that indicates that salvation is linked with believing. And when you turn, I want you to turn to it. So you can, folks, anybody can answer. You don't have to have been here last year. One, or do you have it? Okay. I know it doesn't matter if you've memorized it. I want you to have it as well. So, okay. Yeah, who has one and is ready?
John 20.
What?
John 20, 31. That you didn't go through last year. Is there? These are written that you might believe.
Okay, hold on. Hold that one. All right, in the back. Sharon? Okay. Yes, yeah, that's John 20, 31. Excellent. So John 3:36. So John 20:31. We have John 3:36. We'll take a few more.
Yep. John 5:24. Most surely I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
Okay. Excellent. That was John 5:24. Next time, when somebody reads, let's say since you're in a corner, stand and turn toward most of the people and really boom it out. And okay. John 5:24 has been mentioned. Is that all? We've hit all the verses in John that link believing with salvation.
Do John 1:12.
John 1:12. Go ahead and. Well, you've got a laptop. It's kind of tricky. Right, go ahead. Try.
It says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Okay. Keep that. By the way, when you say yours, keep it, because we're going to go back to them.
John 3:16.
Rachel, all right. Have you looked? Turn that one.
For all right. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Okay, we'll do one more. Is there one more out there? Or have we hit all of the verses in John that link believing with salvation? Silas, nice and loud. Silas. Be the gold standard for this, all right? I want to be able to say, read like Silas, all right?
John 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
All right, okay. Keep those verses where they are, and I'm going to draw a little illustration on the board and see how it applies to these verses. I'm not an artist. You'll know that about now. That's a house as best I can draw it. Now, in the house is some poor damsel in distress in the window. And of course she's in distress because the house is on fire. There are, for the illustration, there is, you know, it's way too high to jump out. You'll certain death. There's no other way out because the flames have engulfed the house. No going down the steps. There's no way out. She's in trouble. And the brave and true firefighter extends the ladder up. And now this is going to be really bad here. I really don't know what I'm doing with this, but there he is, getting ready. Now, you may say, if the ladder is there, why doesn't she just climb down the ladder? And the answer is because she has no arms. Okay. So she's stuck. She needs to get out. What does she need to do in order to be saved? There are three things that she can do in relation to the word believe. she can believe about him. You ask her, do you believe that there is a firefighter there? Do you believe that he's real? Or are you just making this up and dreaming it? She says, no, I believe about the firefighter. Is it a good thing that she believes he's there? Sure. Is she safe by believing about the firefighter? No. There's another thing she can do, and that is she can believe him. The firefighter is there, and he's saying, I am your way of salvation. Put yourself into my arms. I will carry you to salvation. That's the way you'll be safe. I'm here for you. The ladder is ready. Everything's been prepared. Put yourself into my arms. The call from the firefighter goes out. Suppose she believes him and says, yes, I agree with what he said. He said, my house is on fire. I agree with it. He said, I'm in danger. I believe him. He said, he can save me. I believe him there too. Is believing him enough to put her into safety? No, she can believe all she wants while in the house, right? And she's still in danger. What is the third thing she can do? She can believe on him. And by on him, I would take that as synonymous with believing in him. That's the same idea. To believe in him or to believe on him. What does this mean now? She not only believes about him, she not only believes him, but now she's going to do what? To believe on him. What's that?
Obey.
Yeah, she's going to, yeah, but practically, what is it going to mean for her? She's going to put herself into his hands, into his arms. That's believing on him. Right? Now, if she only believes about him, is she safe? If she only believes him in that, I think what he's saying is true, is she safe? But what about if she believes on him? Yeah. Yeah, now she's safe. When she believes on him and he carries her to safety. Now, I want you to look at the verses that you read. All of them with the exception of the John 21, the verse in John 20. And I want you to tell me what it says about what is required of the person in believing. Does it say to believe about him, believe him, or believe on him, or in him? What, John 5:24, what did it say?
It says believe in him.
Believe in him. Some versions have it, believe on him. John 3:16?
Believe in him.
Believe in him. Some versions have on him, I think.
John 1:12 was believe on his name.
Believe on his name, yes. What were... Silas, John 7.
Believes in me.
Believes in me, the Lord says. So nearly all of the cases throughout the Bible, and particularly in John, when it talks about believing in relation to salvation, it is almost always believing in him or believing on him. It's almost always indicating this third one. So when you're using a verse and they're saying, but I believe... You may want to make a distinction between believing about him, believing him, or believing on him or in him. Okay? That's it for that gospel tool. Right? Now, at this point, we'll have... Jabe, would you want to... Are you ready to come up? Okay. There was another thing that I failed to mention last night with regard to our subject matter. And I gave the five topics, mention something about each of them. I did ask Jabe, he's going to talk about a number of things regarding selected topics in Church Truth. I did ask him if he'd say something about missions at some point. I don't know if that'll be now or not, but anyway, just so you're aware. While Jabe is coming up, I've been reminded there are drinks in the back, water, Coke, Diet Coke, and some Sprite. It's under ice if you get it early enough, and